Dr. Jeffrey Zipper. Dr. Zipper has found a thing called iRecoveryUSA.com, and it's for recovery from those struggling with addictions of all kinds, alcohol, opioids. Hang tight. Here's Dr. Zipper and great, straight ahead. Hold on.
I want to be a rock star.
All right, yes. Welcome back. Yeah, oh, glad to have you back. Billy Gerard, Rockstar Radio, USA Radio Network, but all that stuff, you already know. So I want to introduce you. You know, here at Rockstar, we spend an enormous amount of time looking for the latest, the most compelling, the cutting-edge stuff, and I want to introduce you to Dr. Jeffrey Zipper. Dr. Zipper, please say hello. Now, we'll just say hello first, and then we'll get to why you're here. Say hello to the Rockstar Nation.
Hi, Billy. Nice to be with you.
Oh, so glad that you joined us. Dr. Zipper, I have for a long time thought that it's struck me as bizarre that if you're having a surgery or if you're having pain issues, that your options sort of are aspirin or heroin. And there really is kind of no... There's really sort of nothing in between, and I don't think I'm overstating that, because it's either an aspirin or like narcotics, and then with all of the side effects, and then of course, once you get started down this road, heaven only knows what happens. You, as I understand, have seen this really firsthand, and you have now begun. A telemedicine service, iRecovery. So, to talk us through what's going on here with pain management and the crazy prescribing of some of these medications.
So, you know, there are patients, you know, who do require pain medication, especially those who have, you know, just undergone surgery or, you know, sustained, you know, trauma and wind up in the hospital. And we call those patients who are in acute, you know, they're in acute pain. So pain medication has been used to treat acute pain since the beginning of time. And that's typical narcotic type medication. Obviously, you know, places we get into trouble are when patients are having, you know, chronic pain issues and are continually treated with narcotic medications. They all will become physically addicted to the medication, which means that if we stop giving the medication, they go through withdrawals. But some patients become psychologically addicted to the medication as well. And those are the patients who are generally not taking the medication as prescribed. They're taking more of the medication. They're escalating their doses. They're craving the medication. And to some degree, using the medication to treat other things like anxiety or depression and things of that nature that it wasn't originally prescribed for. And those are typically the patients that wind up being addicted to these types of medications. And that some point, the supply of the medications may just dry up from the physician who's concerned about the patient taking too much medication. And eventually, you know, they'll turn to the cheapest alternative, which is heroin. And that's sort of, you know, what's been going on in Florida. The pill mills, you know, were shut down back, I guess, about 9 years ago. And there was a major heroin epidemic that began after they were shuttered.
Well, and so Rockstar Nation comes from the New York Metro. I live actually in New Jersey. And here in Jersey, to get pain medication, it's carefully tracked. Is it like that in Florida?
Yes, it is. Now we have something called the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, and many states have a very similar system where physicians who are prescribing medications to patients can go online and see what medications, what kind of controlled substances the patients have been prescribed, who the prescribing physician was, how often they're being given, and things of that nature.
So I have a friend of mine who lost his leg. So he's got a prosthetic leg from just below his hip down. And he tells me that the prosthesis, although well fitted, is painful after a while. It just is uncomfortable to have it on all day. And so he is on he is and continues to be on a regimen of significant pain medication. Is that controlled?
So it depends, right? I don't know this particular patient or his case, but I can tell you that patients who are prescribed pain medication, who take it as prescribed, who are not shopping to other doctors to get more of the medication and are not changing or escalating doses by themselves, are generally well controlled. The patients that I see in my practice now are patients who are not well controlled and where sort of psychological factors have taken over, where they're craving more and more of the medication and using the medication to achieve, you know, a high from it, for instance.
And so what's iRecovery's plan? How does that fit into this picture?
Yeah, so I became very concerned about the heroin epidemic plaguing our nation. And iRecovery USA is a virtual 100% telemedical-based multi-specialty physician group practice. And we specialize in the treatment of substance use disorder, whether it be alcohol or opiates or stimulants. Our physicians are board-certified docs in addiction medicine, psychiatry, and rehabilitation medicine. And we work with our treatment team colleagues, like psychologists and social workers and mental health counselors, to provide medication-assisted treatment and counseling services for our patients suffering with drug or alcohol abuse. We do this 100% over a telehealth platform, which we designed to specifically treat the medical and psychological needs of patients.
Help me walk me. This is one of those ones, and I don't mean this to be the wrong way, but I would. This is not one I see my endocrinologist via telehealth once a year, virtual visit, and that's really no problem because they order a bunch of blood work, and you know that's really like. That we see each other isn't so paramount. But this to me, like recovery sounds to me like something where you really kind of need a little bit more connection than maybe telehealth offers on its surface. How has the success been? Are you finding that this is working?
Actually, it's working quite well. I don't know if you know this, but you know, 80 to 90% of people who have an addiction disorder are never in treatment. And there are many reasons for that. Cost being one, inconvenience being another. You know, patients have to work.
Well, sure, and the stigma that goes with it. Sure,
and the stigma. But I can tell you that in terms of access, we have probably more access to our patients, you know, because we can get online with them any time or of the day or evening or even night if they're having problems, because we're open 24/7. So in terms of our ability to speak with patients and see the patients, you know, for ourselves, we have that ability. Our physical exams, we don't necessarily need to see the patient in person. We're not really laying a stethoscope on the patient or looking in their ears or their mouth. Mm-hmm. We're doing a psychological assessment and a mental health status, and we basically do that from speaking with our patients.
I got it.
So telehealth services are not amenable to every single specialty in medicine, obviously.
Sure.
You're not going to be doing any surgery over telehealth.
not any time. By the way, you are listening to Rockstar Radio, USA Radio Networks. I am Billy Gerard, your host, who's pleased so much, very much, to be with you. We are on with Dr. Jeffrey Zipper, and he has developed and he has had the vision for iRecovery, and that is here. The vision of that is we'll use the power of digital telehealth to scale to become the largest provider for addiction treatment services. How do patients find you? How do you find patients? What's the process like?
Yeah, so we do a lot of digital marketing on, you know, Facebook and Instagram and on Google. Most of our patient contacts are coming through the internet, believe it or not. And they come into our intake coordinator, who does a little bit of a pre-assessment to make sure the patient meets certain criteria to be able to be treated as an outpatient in a telehealth environment. And once we do that, the patient next sees the doctor, and we're off to the races.
Doctor, how do if the Rockstar Nation would like to get in touch with you, how do they best do that?
I would go to iRecoveryUSA.com.
iRecoveryUSA.com. iRecoveryUSA.com. If someone you know, if a loved one, or if yourself are feeling like you need a little more information about managing, and it's all forms of addiction, alcohol, not just drugs, right?
Yep. And we have the ability to detox patients from alcohol at home as well. We send medications right to the house.
Really?
The physician gets on with you, and we'll see you 4 to 5 times throughout the day to see how you're progressing.
Well, I think you're doing God's work, Doctor. I really do, and I appreciate the vision to apply current technology to what is really an old problem. And so, I really appreciate it. I think you're doing God's work. You certainly, the Rockstar door is open to you, fans. We will link this at all the usual places, and if you need Dr. Zipper's service, you will find him at iRecoveryUSA.com. Billy Gerard, Rockstar Radio. Thank you, Dr.